We are learning Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Nun Chesam Abeis, and we are beginning the Mishnah on Daf Nun Chesam Abeis. I'll give you a little akdama. The halacha is that we know the Maisi Adeha go to the husband. The Maisi Adeha of the wife, the wages she makes, goes to her husband, and the husband in turn gives her mezainis. Now, the Gemara, Mishnah later on, Daf Samach Dalon Abeis, says that she's mechuyev to make a certain amount of Maisi Adeha. That's what it says. There's a certain amount. There's a kachudig amount. She has to make at least that much. She has to, it says, five shlom of, it says, my oiseloi, mishko chomesh shlom shesi bi Yehuda. She an eses shlom begol. She has to make, weave five shlom worth of shesi. That's the weight, and which is 10 shlom in gol. She has to make that, she has to produce that much ma'isi there per week. There's another halacha that the husband, besides giving mezainis, also gives her allowance. Gives her a ma'al kesef allowance a week to spend on whatever she needs, like extras. Whatever things she needs. It's called a ma'al kesef, it's like allowance. Instead of that, what does he get connected against that? He gets the ma'isah, the extra ma'isah that she makes. She makes more than that, that's what he gets because he's giving her a ma'al. That's the halacha, ma'isah and ma'isah that. Zok to Mishnah, Hamakdish Mais De Ishtai. Someone says that my wages of my wife is Kaddish, is Hektish. Harezu Oysa Vecheles. She could work and eat her own wages. It's not Hektish. That's the halacha. We have to explain this, obviously. When we see the Gemara, we'll explain this. Hamaisar, the extra, is Machlaikis. Ramei Amma Hektish. Rechan San Dom Machulim. Ramei says it's Hektish. And Rechan San says that no, it's not Hektish. And we'll see also what's the Bia Machlaikis. So that's the Mishnah, a very cryptic Mishnah. But let's see the Gemara. Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav. Rav Huna says the same Rav. Yechoy le'isha lo'im alabayla in his eris v'na'isa. Aisha can tell the husband, you know what? I make good money, I have a good job. I don't need your mezainis, I'm not giving you any money, any wages. Kesava, he holds. Ki tekinu rabbana mezaina, ikr, o ma'isa dea mishim eva. Really, the ikr at the current bottom was that we have to support the lady with mezainis. And because of that, we get ma'isa dea. V'chi Amrav, she says, "Ain't your zaynus? I don't need that takana. V'ain oisa harshus biyada. It's her schus, and therefore she could say, I don't want that schus." So according to Rav, I'm the Huna of the same Rav, you're allowed to say, "I'm not going to give you wages. I don't need your zaynus. I don't need it." Meisvei, that's a kasha from Gemara we had before on Daf Mem Zayin, I think it is. Tiknu mezaynus takas ma'isi yedah. It says that you masakim mezaynus instead of ma'isi yedah. Sounds like what? Ma'isi yedah goes to the husband automatically. And we did mezainis connected that. So it's a kasha on Rav. Ema, you read this. Tiktu ma'isei edeh atachas mezainis. I care. Ma'isei edeh is makum mezainis. But ma'isei edeh really belongs to her. And it's only tachas mezainis. So lema mezieh. Let's bring a riot to Rav. That from our Mishnah, the only pshat of Mishnah we can think of is like Rav. And it's a riot to Rav then. It says in our Mishnah, makdish ma'isei edeh ishtoi, harei yoyse vecheles. If the husband is makdish, makes the ma'isei edeh ishtoi a hektish, she could do the malacha and eat from it. My love, benizonis. Are we talking about a case where he had, benizonis means he has nechasim, he has enough money to support her, and still she's saying, I don't want it. And since she's saying, I don't want it, so therefore she is the balabas on her ma'isei edeha, and that's why his hektish doesn't work. So it's a raya to, this a raya to Rav. Shalas mezonis means he has the money to mezonis. We want to see it more. The Rashi speaks this out. Rashi speaks out klar that my love mezonis means yes on a chosim a vakas ozayna. Look at top toisus explains it better. So top toisus loy kushu zana you say not giving her a mezonis kamar. Then we can't yikdashu ma'aseh that she b'taka become kaddish. But my oisav echalas could go and get money. My mezonis my time around them are lachamisa kaddish. Pirish gamachayim kaddish. So what does it mean? Now mezonis claim a shu chafetz lezayna. But he in a race, she doesn't want. So the case of the ratio of Rav is, a makdish ma'isei edeha does not work. You know why? Because this is a case where she's saying, moichel toivis, I don't want your mezainis, it's my ma'isei edeha, and therefore it's not chal. And the sefer that works, I had a sefer that works, she said moichel toivis, so why is the ma'iser kaddish over there? So there, the reason why it's kaddish over there is because it's a makna dovash loy b'loylam, it's makdish dovash loy b'loylam, and that works. That works. But the Reisha, we'll explain in a second. The Reisha, it does not belong to you. You can't even makdish davs above. The Maisa did not belong to you because you're not giving him a Zainus. The Maisa, the Halacha, the Kshutu Beretz explains, the Maisa goes to the husband even though he's not giving the Ma'akas of the allowance. That's the Halacha. But since he's not giving the allowance, she has a right to take the Maisa. So it's a type of idea where it belongs to him, but it's meshubed, to her. So therefore, it works still. The hektish works. It's mafgia from the yeshivud, so it still works. And we'll see. It may work on lachamisa, or may work b'chayim bal kaponim. The case of our mishnah is a mak the reisha fi rav is that he has mezainus, but she's not taking mezainus, and therefore she is in control of her ma'aseh. That's part of the mishnah. So it's a riot to rav. What else part of the mishnah? The Gemara says law. No, v'she'ein in mezainus. She wants mezainus. He just can't afford it. He's not giving mezainus, and that's why the ma'aseh belongs to her. If v'she'ein in mezainus, ma'ala meimra. It's pashut that she keeps the ma'aseh there, and there's no hektish now. Fill him on the yomar. Yochel rav loyimar le'eved. I say ibi ben izonchol. Equal to the yomar, who holds that by a master, he could tell us, Eved Kenani, you work, I ain't giving you mezainus. It says in the pasuk in parashas Re'ei, last week's parasha, it says imach, it says tovle imach, that's what it says. So it's in the pasuk darash, it's like you, you're not allowed to do it. Because you can ishtoi. Of course, ishtoi, you can't say, you know what, you work, I'm not giving you mezainus. So it's the ratio of if you can't afford the mezainus, it's pasuk she keeps your mezainus there. What would be the chiddush of a mishnah then that's not chal? So Zog Gemara, you say you're right. Still not pshat like Rav. The pshat is you don't have mezainus. Why? What's the chiddush? Sefer is shvichlei. The chiddush is a sefer. Moisa. Ramei oim hektish. Reichin esad lo machulut. That means that the chiddush is that in the sefer it is chal according to one man the other because the schus of Baal in the ma'isi yedeh of the moisa is not totally in the sinus mezainus and therefore it's considered his that it's vichal lefir ramei. It's Rechal Fir Ameyah. And that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that Moisar works different than Maisidah. The case is you're not giving Mezainus. And still, Moisar is different. Moisar is different. Akaponim, we have Zaychah to two Pshatim in the Mishnah. One Pshat in the Mishnah is according to Rav, that the reason why the Hekesh doesn't work is because she's saying, I don't want it, and therefore she's the Baal Abbas. Or Pshat, she cannot say that. But here, he's not giving Mezainus. Since he's not giving Mezainus, he doesn't own the Maisidah, and therefore he can't make it Hekesh. Zakhti Gemara. This Rav argues on Rosh Lakish. When a Sifan Rosh Lakish the words that he holds that the Lakish is, you cannot say any designers may know. Pligid Rosh Lakish, Domer Rosh Lakish, Loy Tema Taima Dera Meya, Mishindukasova, Odomakas Doris Oilom, don't say Pshad Rameya in the Sefer is that the reason why it's Chal is because it could be Makdish or Dovah Slobal Oilom. The Mice that weren't produced yet. So how do you Makdish? Mice is there that weren't produced yet. He said, the wages you're going to make should be hectic. How does that work? It didn't come. She didn't make the money yet. So don't say that's the pshat, why Ramey holds his kadosh, because our Mishnah says, Mice are Ramey or hectic. Don't say it because he holds Makhdash of Shavalim. El Taimed Rameyr, Metoich Shiachal Kaifal of Mice Yedah, Naisa Ka'imalai Yikdashu Yedachalai Seim. Since he could force her to make Mice Yedah, therefore he's a Baal Abbas, he's the owner of her hands. And therefore, he could be makdish the hands like same. That's in the world. That's in the world. Before the hands. What? Not extra money. What?
Before he doesn't make extra money?
He could force her to work. To make
sure
that.
Does that remedy which you could take a cancel out?
What? Everyone agrees that.
The mayor agrees that the information that I know about is that I'm
asking that to be able to name the guy who's not doing me. Right. Yeah, but still, you still have a bilus on the hands. You're right. On the moiser, you can't force her to do it. It makes a difference. But you could force her to, because the Gavi, Makdash Yodai Laiseim, he has a bilus on her hands. The Gavi, whatever it is, for the wages up to the five seller, he has that ownership. Therefore, he can Makdash the hands. Laiseim. He can Makdash it. He can Makdash them. We'll see what the case of moiser is. Whatever. There's a case that he's giving Mizanis, not giving Mizanis, but. That's not the point here, really. That's not the point here. It could be like halachamisa. You're right. There could be the shibud on the moisa that she could keep it. But legavity yadayim, he has a virus on it. He has a bialus. And that's the rav, because the halacha is, she can't say, I'm not doing ma'aseh today. I'm not giving you ma'aseh today. He didn't say that. He said, I want to be makdish to the wages. He didn't say, I'll makdish the hands. This is what we find in other places. The Rameh says, it's like he said, since it doesn't make sense what he's saying, because he holds, the makdish of his oilam, so must be he's saying, like upon him, there's a witness where may say in the Moshe of the he says it's going to be a case of erichin, where someone said on a baby less than 1 month old erich alai. We know there's no erichin on a less than a month old baby. So the Gemara says in erichin that it's really a Mishnah in the Moshe of the Tala, and then for fear of may it means to say I want to pay the value of the baby. Akapanim he'll learn the Tala. Just to recap very quickly, the way Rav learned the Mishnah, that Pshat in the Mishnah was because she's saying, I don't want to give you my Sada, I don't need your Mazonis. So there, the Pshat in Rameyer, it's Pshat in Rameyer holds Hekdash in the Seifo is because the other Makdash Dovah Zorela. And Rabbi Yechon holds in a Makdash Dovah Zorela. Rosh Lakish says, no, because why do you have to say that? Speaking of, why do you have to say it's Al Makdash Dovah Zorela? Because according to Rav, you don't own her hands. So the only way Moser could be chal is with the idea of Odom Makdish Dova Shaloi Baloilam. And that's the Chagz B'Yechon Sa'ad L'Rameh. According to Rabbi Shlokesh, who learns that the Pshat and the Reish of the Mishnah is that you're not giving him a Zionist. That's why the Yedayim, Maisi Dayim, are not Kaddish. But Be'etzim, you own our hands. Be'etzim, you own our hands. So what's the B'Yar Machlekes then, Rabbi Yechon Sa'ad L'Rameh? It's all Baloilam. The B'Yar Machlekes is do you say the Sfar of Ein Odom Moitzi Dvaro L'Vatala? And if it ties his words, Adikus Yudayim Lassayim. That's the Machlekes. So it's two pshat of the Machlekes, Ramei Armiyachan and Sando. According to Rav, the Machlekes is, if Odom Makdish Dova Shloi Baloilam. According to Rav Shlokesh, the Machlekes is, if Odom Moshe Dvar Levatalam. Right? The Gemara of Asar Ramei Odom Makdish Dova Shloilam. Like Rav Shlokesh is saying, he doesn't hold Odom Makdish Dova Shloilam. Does he hold? He holds in the Makkah. Someone goes over to Isha and says, you know, we're both Goyim. After she is Gaya, after I become a Ger, I want you to have a Kedushin. Or Lachash is Gairi, after you become a Ger, a Geris. Lachash is Tachar, after I become free. Lachash is Tachar, after you become free. Lachash is Yom Zbarlich, after your husband dies, right now you're Ashish. But after your husband dies, I want to give you a Kedushin. Or is Thomas Achoyzcha, or his sister dies because he's married to his sister. Or Lachash is Yachas, or she was a Shemaris Yavam, and he says, I want to have a Kedushin after your Yavam gives you Chalitza. Ramei or Emi Kedashas. So you see, he holds Dovash Lovel Elam works. So Mar says, yeah, you're right. Mahi in. Mahalek Lamashmane. From there, I do have a Raya. But from here, it's not a Raya. Well, here's not a right, but like upon him, we explain very clearly the two pshatim and machlekes between Rav Meir, Rav Yechon, and Sandler, fi Rav and fi Rav Shlokesh. Zog the Gemara a little bit weiter. Now, Meis Rav Meir Mehekdesh. Im is Kaddish. So when is it Kaddish? So we're saying, Yemak Kaddosh Oelim, so the minute she comes home with the Meis or Tzchal, or not. So it's machlekes, really. Rav is Shmuel Norma Tavayu, Meis Lach HaMisa. Only Lach HaMisa. Because Kozman, she's alive, she keeps the Meis. And we'll see why in a second. Rav is one of the Meis Lach Hamisa Kodesh. Rav the Bahava Omo Meis Mechayim Kodesh. It's Kodesh Rei Mechayim. Heavy Bar HaPapa. Papa trying to mind this Halacha. But what are we talking about? Ilim Marlo Mezoinis. If you're giving her Mezoinis, Umalo Mal Kesef, and you're giving her the Mal Kesef, the allowance, Litzar Cheha, my time of the Mandem Lach Hamisa Kodesh. Why do you have to wait to Lach Hamisa? It should be Chal now. For whatever reason, either it's Odom Makdash Dovash Rabbah Elam according to our mayor, or because of Edom Mitzvah Vatalal, Fira Shlokesh, Shab, either way, it should be Chal right now. Because you're giving her mazonis, so you're getting it. So evelok sheim al mazonis, you're not giving mazonis. Leim al malakasav tzorcha ma'itam mechayim kodesh. So why would be pshat mechayim kodesh? You're not giving her mazonis. There's a shibud on it that she gets to keep the ma'isa. So you're giving her mazonis. You're not giving her malakasav. So Rav Shmuel Savri. Tiknu mazonis takas ma'isa del. Mazonis go tzneka ma'isa del. Or malakasav takas ma'isa. V'kivon deloy koyav la ma kesef, since he's not giving her a ma kesef, moiser di da have. So therefore, moiser right now is di da. Here the case is you're giving her mezoinus, not giving her ma kesef. So you're giving her mezoinus. So therefore, if you're giving her mezoinus, so then moiser there are good. But the she's not giving her ma kesef. So the moiser she has a shibud on the moiser. It can't be chal mechayim. Only after misa. Ravada Bahava Sova, Tiknu Mazonis Takas Moisa, Well, ma kesef tachas ma'aseh da'al. And he's giving her mezainis over here. Therefore, the ma kesef belongs to the husband. Given the kiyav la mezainay, ma'aseh didehava. So really, the machlekes here, Rav v'Shmuel, and of Adah Bahava is, just what's connected what? So what's the bir ha-machlekes? My commentary. Marso amid eshiach amid eshiach. Mezainis eshiach, and ma'aseh eshiach. We do that connected each other. Moisture is not shrift, like extra money, that very such a good job. No. Masava, midikayitz, midikayitz. Ma'akesef is kayitz, allowance is kayitz. Mezon is not kayitz. Ma'akesef is the exact amount the husband gives every week. And ma'isideh is kayitz also, because you have to make at least 5 mishkul chomesh shlom. So therefore, they're connected to each other, the 2 things that are kayitz. Akaponim, so we have here, again, we had here machlaikis, the Rav Shmuel, Rav Adba Hava, what is pshat? What? When do you get the Meiser? And we're saying the Peshat is, what goes connected what? What goes connected what? According to Rav Shmuel, it's Mezonis Tachas Meiser, more like the regular way you learn, Malkes Tachas Meiser. And Rav Adva Hava holds, no, the opposite. So we have 2 Meisveis here, that one Kasha, one Mandiyam, one Kasha, one Mandiyam. Meisve. It says, Tiktum Mezonis Tachas Meiser. So this isn't the first, Mezonis goes Tachas Meiser. It's Pam's first surprise. The more no, ema takas moise maisida means takas moise maisida. So therefore, that's how Rav Ada will answer that it's mizanis takas moise maisida. Toshma, I'm asking another kashem. Ema islam ma'ak kesel tzarcheha maisida shalosh. She keeps a maisida. This sounds like Rav Ada. It's a kashem Rav Shmuel. So the more no, ema moise maisida shalosh. The extra maisida shalosh. Break the mava lock tani. It says on that in the Mishnah, mai oisaloi. What does he do for him, Mishka Chamish Shlom Shasi Bihuda. The weight of 5 Shlom Shasi Bihuda. Shasi is the, there's 2 ways the weave goes. Shasi and Erev. The Shasi is heavier. So Hachi Kamar, Maisi Adel, Kam. So why? So the question is, if we're talking about the Maisi Adel, why is saying how much you have to make? So Maisi is Pasha, Hachi Kamar. Maisi Adel, Kama, Hava, the Leda, Maisi Adel. How much Maisi Adel, if you know how much the Maisi is, Kama, Mishka Chamish Shlom Shasi Bihuda. Shehein Eslam Gol, which is 10 Shlom and Gol. Therefore, we got out of both answers, and we have here, so far, two pshatim machlekes, what moisa, when it's kaidish, and we also have 2 pshatim in our mishnah, what's the bir machlekes, like we said, according to Rav, and according to Rish Lakish.